This is Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwish. We'll come back here in a minute and talk about a declining sentiment in farm country. We're back on this week's Ag Economic Insights. David Widmar is with me on the phone from Purdue University. David is with also AgEconomist.com, and he is co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. So, David, after months of increases that we saw on the producer sentiment of U.S. ag economy, we did see in the Purdue CME Group Ag Economy Barometer this last time, it showed a little bit of declining sentiment. So talk about what the figures showed.
Yeah, after rebuilding off of lows set in March of 2015, we erased our summer gains in August, and we had a 17-point drop from July into August, one of our biggest drops that we've seen in the 10 months of data collection. So in July, we were at 112, fueled by producers feeling pretty optimistic about the future, especially given the strong commodity prices they saw in June. We slipped from 112 down to 95, as we all know, commodity prices took another step lower, and commodity prices such as corn got pretty close, if not below, that $3 per bushel cash price that producers were facing. A lot of concern about the 2016 crop year and the future as we start to think about how 2017 shapes up.
Well, you mentioned some of the surprising numbers, but expand a little bit on what surprised you the most in these last round of numbers.
Yeah, the one thing that we did see is that in July we had a strong increase in what producers were expecting for the future. We have a sub-indice, that's the index of future expectations, and that stepped up really high in July. After we saw commodity prices take a step down farther, and it kind of stayed in a pattern of low prices since July, that optimism about the future really eroded. So that was really kind of concerning. When producers were asked about the current condition that they're facing, more than 80% in August said their farm is in financially worse shape today than what it was a year ago. And that was, again. So a lot of concern about the current year. And that's been there for all summer, kind of. But it stepped up a little bit recently. But the big change, the reversal here that we saw, is that U-turn that the producers had towards the future of agriculture. Kind of a little bit of a shadow cast in how producers are viewing the next several years in ag.
Talk about a reversal, David. The USDA came out with some numbers saying things aren't too rosy out in farm country. They revised those, saying things are a lot better. Can you explain that?
Yeah, late last week, the USDA did their August update of net farm income estimates. And the estimates were quite a bit different than what we saw earlier in the year, back in February. In fact, for 2015, they went back and made some adjustments for 2015. Net farm income was ratcheted up by more than $20 billion. So from 50-some billion, closer to $74 billion. So a big adjustment, a large magnitude adjustment. In fact, Brent pointed out in this week's blog post that change was equal to roughly the same as the 2015 gross cash sales of all of Nebraska's commodities. So it was a huge change. What's that mean? So the USDA, we're going to look at this a little more in some future posts, but the USDA went back and made some revisions thinking about how producers are using capital purchases, capital consumption, and that basically kind of changed the tone a little bit of how things were going. Brent summed it up pretty great, if I could quote him, by saying that it's a slightly more favorable picture of a generally unfavorable situation. I think that really sums it up. The magnitudes of the variation has changed, or the magnitudes of the condition has changed, but the trends and directions are still there. So as Brent talked about last week, we still see some of the debt repayment ratios concerning, and that trend is still there, even after the USDA made their adjustment.
That's David Widmar, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. For more, go to ageconomist.com. Or to hear this interview again, you can find us on the audio video tab at ruralradio.com. I'm Joe Gangwish.